Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello, friends. It's Dulce Sloan. If you enjoy seeing me and listening to me bother Josh every week with the very silly things in a song, then you should come see me tell the comedy jokes at the Arlington Draft House December 2nd and 3rd with Lace Larrabee from America's Got Talent. Also, I will be at the Creek and the Cave in Austin, Texas on December 9th and the 10th with, guess what? Lace Larrabee, and she's still from America's Got Talent. So listen, what I need y'all to do is I need y'all to send in these ideas, okay? What do you want to hear me and Josh talk about? Drop them on the socials. Drop them on the YouTubes. Drop them anywhere you want. You can DM me and Josh, okay? And if you're an attractive single man with a very good job, you can just DM me to say hi. Come see me do stand-up. Come tell me and Josh what you want us to talk about, and we can have a good time. Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
Hey everybody, welcome to Hold Up. This is a show about not much, really. Like, it's big topics, but big topics to us. Nothing going on in the world. It's just things that we feel very strongly about. And I am your co-host, Josh Johnson, writer for The Daily Show. I am joined by...
Dulce Sloan, correspondent from The Daily Show, lover, fighter, and all-around bad bitch. I'm in my crop top phase, friends.
And today we're talking...
I also do comedy. I do stand-up. I act. Oh, I sing. I enjoy long walks on the beach. What do you like to do?
Today we're talking about Walmart versus Target. All right.
That's my favorite. I love a Walmart. How do you feel about Walmart? Do you enjoy Walmart? Because Josh is going to say the wrong answer. And I know people are going to judge me. People are going to judge me.
Let's get into the episode right now then. If you're going to come at me sideways like that, like try to do it close to the camera like it's all sweet and stuff, but really it's a dig at me. And I always recognize a dig when a dig is happening. Okay?
I brought my shovel, baby boy. Did you bring your shovel? Are you having a good day? I'm hungry.
So tell the people what side you're on today.
Listen, if the people know me and know what kind of classy ass girl I am and what fine southern woman I am as I walk in nature, they know I'm team Walmart. Wally, 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 Wally World. We at the Walmart. We at the Walmart. We at the, you haven't seen the, we at the Walmart?
I haven't.
We at the Wally, 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 Wally World. You didn't see the girls dancing.
I have not cared to see it.
But they got their Louisiana purchase card. You know what a Louisiana purchase card is, don't you?
And I am on the side of Target.
Because you like...
Because what? Because here's the thing. This thing. I've been excited for this episode. I've been excited for so long. Because so many times, there'll be a thing where we're going, you know, head-to-head. And yeah. I've got my work cut out for me. Right?
Yeah.
I truly am like, okay, how am I going to... Because, you know, your thing will be like very, very solid, right? So then I'll be like,
it's
okay.
It's like puppies versus shoes. I get it.
I'll be like, I believe in my side, but how do I convince the people?
Yes.
With this one, this is the first time where I feel like, you know, us being authentic to ourselves has truly kicked your legs from under you, all right?
But the thing
Target versus Walmart.
But if we're being authentic to ourselves,
yeah.
You know, for the history of your life,
mm-hmm.
up until you left the great state of Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
You was a Walmart nigga. And don't play me. And don't play. You spent many a childhood days, many a Sunday in a Walmart. Remember when they put in the groceries?
I've been fighting my whole life to escape Walmart. All right. I've been working to get that Target in. I've been, look, all's my life I had to fight.
You know what? And I never like to say this, but Josh, you forgot where you come from. That's what happened.
Hey, I hope I have amnesia. I have no problem forgetting that part of my past.
Listen, I remember in high school, I think it was the first day of my senior year in high school, I had this very cute little outfit. It's like a blue top and it buttoned up the back because I could open just a few of the buttons, you know, just to basically let my ass fit in the shirt. And but also, you know, give a boy a peek of a lower back situation. I was 17 after all. And this cute little matching blue and white skirt.
I'm so sorry. Wait. Because I'm not laughing at your thing now. I'm laughing. The fact that you said situation is so funny. Just because I'm so sorry to digress, but if I want to make sure I remember it so that we can get to your thing and then get back to the. But when I was in high school, you said you were 17, right?
Yeah.
When I was in high school, there was a guy I knew who had a crush on this girl.
Yeah.
And so we're all in the scenario. We're all 16 or 17, right?
Yeah.
And then he was she had worn a short sleeve shirt that day, and he was just like. He was already admiring her top to bottom, but he was like, even her arms are sexy, you know? And then he was like, even her elbows, and the elbows is the knuckle of the arm. And I laughed so hard.
As you should have.
The knuckle of the arm.
As you fucking should have. It's the knee of the arm, the elbow. The knee is the elbow of the leg. It's the same.
Yeah.
It's the knuckle. It's a joint that bends. Yeah. I remember they had us because I could never figure out why they wouldn't let us wear we always thought it was stupid that they wouldn't let us wear spaghetti straps or some schools your bra strap couldn't show because why would we teach boys to have respect for girls? We could just cover girls up.
Yeah. Apparently that's the move.
Right. I'm not an antique car. Why the fuck am I under this drape?
Yeah.
So, listen.
And so you had the lower back situation going.
Had a lower back situation. And so this, one of the popular girls who, when she was talking to me, I couldn't figure out why she was talking to me. Because I wasn't popular, but I was friends with the people who were popular. Also, I'd really never spoken to this girl before. And I had, they had these beaded sandals that came out. Because remember those beaded bracelets? They were like, this is quartz, this is jade, this is da-da-da-da-da. They put it on shoes, so it's blue matching flip-flop shoes, and I always wore blue. If we didn't live in the suburbs, you'd have thought I was a gang member. But I just really like blue. And this girl comes to me, and she's like, I really love your outfit. And I was like, oh, thank you. So where'd you get it from? I was like, Walmart? And she's like, you got clothes from Walmart? And I was like, bitch, this outfit was cute before you found out it was from Walmart, and it's going to be cute after you find out it's from Walmart. And then this other popular girl standing there was like, her clothes are from Walmart. And I was like, and they still cute. So what?
Yeah. Look, I'm not saying
that
Walmart doesn't have good product.
No,
I'm
not
saying what happens in a Walmart.
No. Listen.
Mm-hmm.
This is how I knew Target was some regular shit and people trying to make it better than it was. When people started calling Target Tarjay, I was like, nah, bitch.
Hey.
This is a regular ass fucking store. Because guess what? These cheap ass jeans in here is the same cheap ass jeans in a Walmart. We're not playing this game. All Target did was make their prices a little higher, and then they're like, "Okay, we got red and white. We're gonna put a filter on these lights. We're gonna make it." Because the thing is, a Walmart, as soothing as a Walmart is for me, it is slightly chaos. Even when it's
slightly
calm down. Even when. But you have to understand, a country-ass Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Mwah. Because I went to college in country-ass town. I went to college in Gainesville, Georgia, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a mall across the street. On a Sunday, people would park at the mall and walk across the street to the Walmart shopping center because there was no fucking parking in that Walmart. And I'm going to tell you what, it was not as chaotic as a city. A city Walmart is wild. I go into Target and get a bunch of shit I don't need. We all know, you go into Target, you get one thing, you spend $200, right?
That's not correct.
That's what I'm saying. You go into Target to get one thing.
I thought the thing cost $200. No. Yeah.
And then you end up, you're like, what the fuck happened here?
Mm-hmm.
If you spend $200 on Walmart, you brought half the store.
One thing I was discussing with some of the producers even before we started was the Black Friday situation at a Target or a Walmart, right? Now, the Black Friday...
They're both chaos. I've been to both.
I've been to both. I even went to a Best Buy Black Friday. But I will say that a lot of people forget the levels of Black Friday chaos, okay? Because Best Buy is up here, because we already come through with all the electronics, right?
Right.
Target is actually much lower because people forget that they have the same electronics as Walmart. So to your point before of like, Target just has what Walmart has, but it's more expensive and everything. I don't go to Target for my electronics at all, you know?
I don't go to Target or Walmart for electronics.
I've bought TVs from Walmart.
That's not true. I bought a TV from Walmart. But I knew that I could get it cheaper at a Walmart than I could. Because the thing about Target is like, Target's like, okay, in California, Target is sometimes an anchor store in a shopping mall.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the demise of a Sears or a Macy's or a JCPenney.
Yeah.
They've become an anchor store because they've been able to adjust their aesthetic to not really be like, because listen, if I can buy wine, drawers, and cat litter in here, I don't give a fuck how you adjust this lighting. I'm in a Walmart. You see, like, I can still...
Now, this is where we're going to disagree.
I'm buying power tools. I'm buying dog food. People blame Walmart for like, oh, but what about the mom and pop stores in an area? Does Target not do the same thing? If a Target comes in your neighborhood, if you were a clothing store, if you were a small electronics store, if you did whatever the fuck that they sell in a Target, isn't Target doing the same thing? It's a big box store. It's like when you're a butcher or some shit, and then a full grocery store moves in your neighborhood.
Now,
isn't that the same shit?
It's not quite the same, though, because Walmart goes much, much further in that Walmart, and this is even a credit to your point, all right? This is something that I will concede up top, okay?
Right.
A Walmart, for all of its sections in the overall store, especially a supercenter, right?
Yeah.
It has a mom and pop of each thing in there, whereas Target does not. So Target is not going to come through with a full butcher and certain meats that are on sale that week or whatever. Target also doesn't have the bakery section. It just has the things already laid out, baked, you know.
Right.
So my thing is, for the mom and pop situation, I do consider that more of a Walmart thing because Target is just being... the box, like here's our line.
Yeah, because it's like, because I remember when they started putting grocery stores in a Target, and I'm like, okay, so you're gonna close even the giant grocery store? Because the thing is, it's like Target feels like it's not trying hard enough with their grocery section because there's not enough food in it. And then Walmart says like we're gonna like Target's like a section of the store. Walmart's half the fucking store.
Target's a selective lady. She's not out here loose with all the groceries, with all of the electronics, with all. She's not trying to be everybody everywhere doing everything. All right. She has her particulars.
No, she sells everything under. She sells everything under a private label. But you know that a lot of that private label stuff is made by larger companies.
100%. Yeah, I'm not denying that at all. I don't think that there's a Target in the back of Target that's making all the Target stuff. You know what I mean? These aren't like Keebler elves doing Target things, right? Target
is very good at selling Target things.
Mm-hmm.
Walmart is very good at selling everybody's things.
Everybody's things.
Walmart's like, we got it. But the thing is, like, with Target, so it's like... Because, you know, there's the great value brand of Walmart. We're fully aware. It's like the private select of your Kroger / Ralph's. Mm-hmm. We know that people have generic store brands of things. I can say that the I would rather have a Kroger chocolate sandwich cookie than an Oreo any day of the fucking week.
Yeah. Yeah, there are things exactly like that, that all of these stores do very well. This is, you touched on
like
something really important.
Like trail mixes. Target is good. Target, that whole aisle, that large section of mixed nuts of various backgrounds and denominations.
Uh-huh.
I need a bigger cart. I need a bigger buggy. Wait, do you call them carts or buggies?
I think I called it a buggy when I was little and I was in Louisiana. I call it a cart now.
Maybe you got out of the South before earlier than I did.
Because
I didn't leave till I was like 33, 34. Now I call them buggies. And I have to, like, if I'm around certain people,
mm-hmm.
I have to make sure I change my terminology. Because people, if you just call a cart a buggy, people are acting like, like, I didn't deny the Holocaust. I just fucking said it was a the way that people react to certain things being called something. Because, like, other than on Instagram, I realized my mother calls sunglasses shades.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always called them sunglasses, and she's always called them shades. But I always knew what the fuck she was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I go, oh, I can't find my shades. And people look at you like, what? Huh?
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
I do like the fact that Walmart's like, here's the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We have the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Target, on the other hand, is trying to, I don't believe Target, as in you have, you're curating things, you're creating a vibe. Now, mind you, is a Walmart employee helpful? Absolutely the fuck not. Not usually. It's the old person at the door,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're a country Walmart, they're slightly helpful. If mm-hmm. you find an older employee, yes, they know where things are. Someone could be stocking something in the grocery section and you can ask them where something is and they will go, I don't know. You're like, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have asked you. You're a Walmart employee. You don't know where anything the fuck is. You need something out of electronics. You're going to wait 20 minutes for somebody to show the fuck up. Or two, you never know. That's why there's, you can't, well, like, if you're going to get something like, I need a TV out of a Walmart, call ahead, order it ahead, do some, help you. Because mm-hmm. sometimes a Walmart employee either is, they're not going to do anything or they're the most helpful fucking person you've ever met. There's rarely an in between. They're mm-hmm. walking through the store with you hand in fucking hand, right? Well, we going to get some of this. We going to do this. What you going to need? Ba-da-da-da-da. Because I can tell you, as someone who was on the road heavy, doing them colleges and shit, when Super Walmart started closing,
mm-hmm.
I was like, what happened to the economy? You're telling me I can't walk in this Walmart at 3 in the morning and get some popcorn, some ice cream, and dog food? That's what you're telling me? You're telling me I can't walk into a Walmart at 2:45 in a good Christian morning, okay, and get 3 steaks, a USB cable, and a wrench? Is that what we're saying now?
This is my issue with Walmart, because you've touched on it already. Walmart has everything, the way that you put it. Now, it's for everybody. Mm-hmm. And
why isn't Target is the question.
So is the internet. The internet is for everybody. And
you've already talked about the fact that it shouldn't be either.
Yeah, look what it is. Look at what it is.
So you're saying that Target discriminates. Please, go on.
It's not about discrimination. It's about not having every single thing so that you're not mixing so many different demographics of people. There are people that come to Walmart with specific emergencies at play that don't show up to Target because they know Target doesn't have it.
Because Target doesn't have a pharmacy? Is that what you're saying?
No. It's not just a pharmacy thing. I think some Targets do have a pharmacy, I think.
They do because CVS is in some.
Yeah. But when you have someone that needs a particular store that goes to a Walmart instead, and you do that enough times to where you create a Venn diagram of people who, oh man, I'm doing a project on my house, I need to grab some power tools. Oh, I have a wedding, I need to pick up some plastic cups. Oh, I have all this stuff, right? And then you put it all in one place, you get the Walmart, you get the chaos.
But Target has power tools. But not only does Target have a party
section. They don't have variety.
Target not only has a party section, they have their own private label party supplies.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So Target picks and chooses what, like the trail mix aisle? Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You've never seen macadamias used in such a way. Now, is this a $35 bag of nuts? Yes.
Yeah.
Are you gonna buy it? Yes. Because you tried not to, but you're like,
But this is my thing. This is you're touching on exactly what I'm talking about. They have a whole trail mix aisle. They actually don't end up having as much of a sliced peaches aisle as Walmart. So Walmart will have a whole aisle of like the sliced fruits in the cups for the kids that you pack in the lunches, right? Target's got like two choices.
Hold on. The way that you said the fruits are the sliced for the kids and the packs in the lunches, it's just me. It's like when people would do Cosby jokes. No, you got the sense for the kids and the slice for the... I can't do Cosby.
Hopefully none of us can do Cosby.
Truly.
It's an impression that brings no joy.
I saw a comic doing an Obama impression the other day, and he's not even 30 years old.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are we?
Mm-hmm.
He's a very funny comic.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw him doing Obama, and then another comic was like, ooh, topical material. And we both, but we had to walk out of Fat Black because we were both like, he wasn't old enough to vote for Obama. It was probably in elementary school. I was a grown ass woman dancing in the street to "My President Is Black" when Obama got elected. I was out of college. This nigga wasn't probably out of diapers, and I was like, how long did you wait to do this? Maybe he was out, pull-ups perhaps. I don't know. But he was wet to bed age when fucking Obama was president. And he was doing his suppression.
He was like, at least wearing the overalls.
He's at least wearing overalls. You're still in your Osh Gosh Bigosh.
Yeah.
Which is what I always accuse Opio of wearing, by the way.
I think this is my other issue is that you're not taking full responsibility.
I gotta take responsibility for shit. I don't know what them niggas are talking about.
On the Walmart side, you're not taking responsibility for the culture. You're not taking responsibility for the
because
absolute
Target doesn't
chaos.
Have an auto center. Okay, the thing
an
is,
auto okay, all right.
I can't be mm-hmm. responsible for the chaos mm-hmm. of a place.
Oh,
I can't
you
be
can.
Responsible. No, I can't.
If you picking it up
in
the place that
I've never
my place with no chaos, I have almost no chaos.
You know there's chaos. I've seen chaos in a Target. It was at a lower volume, but it was fucking chaos.
I would much rather take chaos at a lower volume than the chaos of a loud volume. If we got chaos up full volume, I might die. I'm not a survivor like that.
I hear you.
Okay.
I hear you.
If I am in a Walmart and things go left, you'll say you will be speaking
to your cartoon
about me in the past tense, okay? If things go sideways in a Target, I just know to step to the right and it will not be my problem anymore.
There is because of the price points
mm-hmm.
between a Target.
Thank you.
And a Walmart.
Yes.
You are dealing with different demographics of people. Mm-hmm. Because Target forgot where they came from, okay? Target used to be very affordable. And I mm-hmm. looked and I was in Target one day and I was like, what the fuck? I remember being at Target and there was another, me and this other woman were standing there in like the home decor aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I picked up this like accent pillow and it was $50.
Yeah.
And I was like, is this pillow $50? And I heard this woman go, what? Turned. She's like, yeah. What? And I said, this pillow's $50. And she was like, why? And I said, why? And so me and another grown adult mm-hmm. were like, I was like, just, it's a fucking, we're in, I was like, well, I'm not in Macy's. I'm not in Nordstrom's.
Mm-hmm.
If any store that's not fucking Nordstrom's gives me a $50 pillow,
mm-hmm.
it should be burned out. Like, how dare you?
Let me.
First of all, a $50 pillow in general, as a concept, as a movement, as a label, nonsense. There's not gold in this pillow. This pillow is not going to hold me at night. This pillow is not going to, I'm not going to pour water on it and all of a sudden it's the man of my fucking dreams. It's all made in China. Why the fuck is this $50?
My issue is that, okay. This is where I feel like we have to address.
You're dealing with trauma, okay? In the same way that you didn't fuck with sweet potato pies because you've had bad interactions with sweet potato pies.
Uh-huh.
You don't fuck with Walmart because you've been working your whole life to not be a Walmart person. I, on the other hand, have always embraced the Walmart lifestyle. We'll continue to embrace the Walmart life. Because when I tried to become a Target person, I realized it requires too much drinking of wine and the overpaying for regular ass things.
You're still
a fucking department store.
Let me explain. All right.
Live your life. But you know what? Target's out here. They're not helping. They're not doing the Lord's work.
They're absolutely helping.
They're trying to make it's you think they're the better Lord's than work. What you are. You put a Starbucks in this bitch and you think you better. Kmart was out here selling hot dogs and shit. Ain't nobody got no love for Kmart no more. And what did Kmart do to anybody? How did they go out of business as a concept? I've really always tried to think about that.
My thing is, you're missing the taxes and fees associated with peace of mind.
What are you talking about?
So, yes.
Target don't sell insurance?
You're going to Target, all right? But you know what you didn't see when you went to Target? You didn't see a proposal on aisle 8. You didn't see someone trying on clothes that do not fit them, all right?
Yes. You're not seeing... No. Every clothing store, store that sells clothing mm-hmm. has people trying on clothes that do not fit them.
I'm talking about egregiously not fit. I don't mean checking to see if it fits. I'm talking about in college, we would go to Walmart, right? And one of my friends would just see if he could fit into a small when he knew he was an XL, just to walk out of the dressing room and we all get a good laugh because he looks like a big baby. And it was funny. It was very funny. He was spot on.
I've seen people do that in an Old Navy. So I'm not.
Clearly, there is an epidemic in this country of people trying on clothes they know don't fit them.
Because it's the Chris Farley fat guy in a little, coat. People love seeing a grown man's belly button, especially if he's in a shirt that makes him, if he's Winnie Poohing, Donald Duck in this shit. Mm-hmm. People love, no one's out here asking you for Mickey Mouse. They're asking you for Donald Duck. That's what they want. Winnie the Pooh gave us the courage. Winnie the Pooh is the reason I have the courage.
This is the thing. And look. No. Because I can feel this happening. I finally have a good one. I finally have a good point and a good subject.
Go ahead.
All you've done is deflect, distract, divide. Okay.
You could feel me
having some good points, and you were like, ooh, let me hit them with a little quip real quick.
When in the history of you knowing me have I been helpful?
Look, I'm just saying.
Not on this podcast. I'm a very nice person, and I hope people know that. And if you don't know that, that's your own fucking problem. I'm a nice lady, okay?
Yep. You do this thing sometimes. Where you talk about how nice you are, but then you add an extra layer that kind of takes away a layer. It's kind of a negative to a positive where you're like, hey, if you don't know that, you could go straight to hell. And it's like, well, that I understand what you're saying as someone who knows you.
Yeah. But
from the outside looking in, that doesn't help.
Did you not know? See my IG story the other day was, no, it was Monday. It was today I had a therapy session.
Mm-hmm.
I worked out.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank the Lord for my daily scripture. You niggas are in trouble.
Yeah, see, but you know what it is? It's like if a rapper, what you do is a lot like if a rapper had a good rhyme going.
Yeah.
And then ended it like a real good flow, right? Like a da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like you're rocking with it, right?
Yeah.
And then in the last line, he's like, yeah, I love you so to your head, to your foot. It's like... You had us. You fully had us. And then you know what I mean?
I could have been head to toe, but I said head to foot.
You could have been head to toe, mm-hmm. head to foot. So I understand what you meant.
Listen.
But I'm saying the way it sounds.
Oh, I'm fully aware of how I sound. But then that's just mm-hmm. funny to me. Like, instead of saying I digress, I say I digest. Just to see who catches it.
Yeah, no, okay. I'm with you. I feel like in this has been the one that I've looked forward to the most, because this is the one where I feel like the audience can hear me, they can feel me, and they
elitist.
Can see me.
It's elitist.
It's elitist.
Y'all
elitist.
Think that y'all are doing that much better because you are willing to pay more money for the regular shit? You know what? I have not been fair to you. I want you to make your points, because I'm not been helping. Make
it's,
your points, friend.
It's not about the prices being more. I never like paying more, especially if it's for the same thing. I know that these big box companies get all their sourced goods from the same like five places. I'm saying Target ends up being better because Walmart is too busy being chaotic. All right. It's not necessarily about the prices. It's not even always about the product. OK, because I've had plenty of things that I've bought from Target fall apart immediately and then I had to return them. That also happens. I'm just saying that, like, the levels of which we're getting too much in a Walmart. OK, like the Walmart I went to when I was in college, we went to because we were bored. That is not a good clientele. You don't want a bunch of bored teenagers in your store just killing time, all right? It's going to bring down the quality of the experience for other customers.
It's not bringing down the quality of experience, because you know what I hate is when I'm going to Target and I see somebody calculating what's in their cart knowing they can't fucking pay for it. That disrupts my quality of my time, because it's like you never want to see people have to negotiate with the things that they need. Now, this is the other thing about a Target. You're seeing people negotiate for things that they truly don't need. You don't need that other bath mat. You have a bath mat. Just wash your bath mat. You don't need a new one. You need a $30 fucking bath mat. The bath mat you have is fine. Just wash it. You don't need half the things in your cart when you get, because when you get home from Target, you're always like, where am I going to put this shit? That's always what happens when you come home from a Target. Now, as somebody who did go to Walmart when I was bored and has photos from being in a Walmart in college, when I was bored, what I found out is Walmart employees enjoy you putting on all the fishing gear and pretending to fish with your friends in the aisle. They'll take a picture of that. They'll let you hold on to the Daisy BB gun and put on all the hunting gear while you're pretending to hunt the singing deer that's mounted on this plaque in the hunting section of this country-ass Walmart. Walmart knows what Walmart is. Walmart employees know if you come in here, because like the number of times we thought that we were going to be asked to leave a Walmart because I was pretending to chase my friend with a chainsaw. And they were like, hey, you want us to take a picture? Yeah, of course. Here's the camera. Thank you so much. Walmart knows what Walmart is. Nobody's going up in a Target and have a good time when they're bored. Because guess what? Target closes too early to get that bored clientele. Because I'm going to tell you, we never walked out without buying something. You don't fuck around in a Walmart. I mean, you can't fuck around in a Walmart and not buy anything. But Walmart employees are always like, yeah, okay. While Target, on the other hand, is like, hey, can I help you? No, bitch, you can't help me. Okay? Let me put on all this hunting gear.
You can't be getting upset about help.
It's the way, listen, you're a black person. Mm-hmm. You've had people aggressively ask you if you needed assistance because they're trying to make sure you're not stealing. Bitch, I'm in pajama pants. No, I'm not stealing because there's nothing at the bottom to hold in the stolen goods.
Oh, but if that happens to me, I just put them to work. If somebody rolls up on me and they're like, oh, hey, do you need some help? And they're looking me up and down trying to make sure I'm not stealing anything. I'm like, oh, thank goodness you're here. And then I'll take up their entire shift. I don't give a damn.
Cancel all of my shows. I'm in this Walmart.
They'll be with me all day. I'll be like, what do you think the difference is between a yellow bell pepper and an orange bell pepper? And they'll be like, ah. I'm like, let's look it up. Let's Google it together. Like,
that's more devious than
if you want to roll with me, you roll with me.
I've done that before. I was in I was down at Santee Alley, so like the LA Fashion District or whatever. Mm-hmm. Fashion District. Mm-hmm. And I'm in this store and it was like makeup and different stuff in there, like makeup and like different accessories and earrings and shit. And there are two women in there with their children and they are obviously stealing. To anyone who's ever worked in a retail store, they are obviously fucking stealing. Truly. They got stuff on the kids. I don't know if they're starting a business. They are obviously fucking stealing.
Oh my God.
But the guy who ran the place... The guy who ran the place, him and his wife, mm-hmm. anytime I would touch something, so he's following me through the store
mm-hmm.
while I'm watching two women with their children obviously fucking steal. So I was like, you know what? I'm running interference. I'm going to let these bitches rob this man blind. So what I started doing is I walked through the store and I would just take something off and then just drop it on the ground. Or I would take something and take it off and then put it back in a different place. Because anything I looked at something, he would adjust. And I just went, are you following me? But now he tried to act like he didn't speak English. Oh, nigga, you don't speak English. These bitches are stealing. We're about to be a problem in here. So I just started moving shit. I'm dropping stuff on the floor. And then I'm watching them continue to openly steal. Dropping things in a bag, dropping things in a stroller, handing something to their child so that they can put in the stroller. It's a family of crime.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
The last thing that I'll say on my end of Walmart versus Target is there's too much. There's almost too much. We can't even fit it into an hour and a half show if we were to do that of the drawbacks of Walmart. And I would say I would refer
people. Give me three.
For lack of a better word, clientele. All right. There's been quite a fight. And quite a theft and quite an overall chaotic situation. I remember there are times that I'm literally going in Walmart to get in and get out. I just got my grapes. I got whatever fruits, whatever veggies I wanted. Mm-hmm. And I'm just watching something happen down the, cause you also made the place too big because now the Walmart as a whole is a city and cities are going to have their levels of crime and their levels of chaos. Right.
Okay.
Then I think that even though it's cheap, the price point is still not fantastic for what the thing actually is. So
but
you
why
made
am
the point,
I be out here rolling back prices? What you mean?
Because what they do is a tactic where they tell you they've rolled it back, but you never actually saw that initial price in the first place, right? So they'll be like, we've rolled back prices from $8.99 to $6.99. But then when you actually look at the thing and you pay attention, it was never $8.99 in the store. They just marked it up so they could mark it down, which is the price that they wanted to pay the entire time.
Oh, yeah. I had a jewelry business. I would do that. So yeah. Something was like $15. I'd be like, oh, it's $20, but for you, it's $15. That's why I never put prices on anything. Yeah.
There we go. Then, last thing, I think the add-ons are actually negatives, okay? Some of the photo shoots, some of the extra sandwich businesses that are inside of Walmart's actually decrease the value for me.
You know what I saw at Walmart the other day?
What?
I saw Claire's in a Walmart, and I was like, shout out to Claire's. They're like, we're not going out of business. Yeah. Fuck y'all. These malls are dying. These malls are dying, but these Walmart's thriving.
Yeah.
Even though Walmart sells the little accessory nonsense that a Claire's has, it doesn't have the depth of the accessory nonsense that a Claire's has. Also, you got your daughter with you anyway. Yeah, let her get her ears pierced. She's 9.
I feel like Target has just enough, okay? They have just enough that I can get what I need. And it's not crazy. I don't have to go through a bunch of aisles. I actually don't need as much help. Target has a system in place that I don't think Walmart's have, or at least not all of them, where you can walk up to a little like kiosk type thing on certain aisles. You type in what you need and they will tell you what aisle it's on and what section. And that's something that Walmart has not had.
I thought Target just has the price scanners. I don't even know what you're talking about.
So Walmart also has the price scanners. But if you go up to certain sections in a Target, this is in a lot of the Targets in New York City, and you just type in what you need, it's the same thing as the website, but it's for the store. So
I'll tell you
when
this.
You type it in, it'll tell you like aisle 5, row 2, whatever.
The thing is, it's easier for a New York Walmart to do, I mean, a New York Target to do that because a New York Target only has 5 items in it. I tried to get shoes out of a New York Target and I was like, no, it's not shade. I was literally I need some new shoes. And I was like, I was in a hurry and I couldn't find a DSW that was close to where I was. So I was like, you know what? A Target. Let me walk on this beach and try to find something to keep my feet off the ground. And I got to the shoe section and there was literally only 20 pairs of fucking shoes. And I looked at the girl and I said, where are the rest of the shoes? Because all of the Targets in New York, in the city, like in Manhattan, are like abbreviated, reduced down.
Yeah, that's very true, actually. That's
why even make the store? There's only 20 pairs of shoes in here. Where the fuck is the rest of the store? So I was like, I hate that. Do you know what I do if I want to go to a Target? I go 25 minutes out to fucking Flushing because it's a whole store. It's got the big red balls in front to make sure you don't drive through that bitch and steal their TVs. It has whole. What'd you think them red balls was for? It's to stop somebody from driving.
I honestly never thought about what they were for, and this makes perfect sense. I'd rather them be for that.
That's exactly what they're for.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of stores, like big box stores, because like Walmart, some of them will have those pillars in front of them too. It's so you don't drive in their fucking store. Also, not even to steal their shit, it's just so you don't drive in the store.
Because it's happened enough now.
Right, where they're like, hey, how do we stop this but make it aesthetically pleasing? Put giant balls in front of the store that will destroy most vehicles if they drive into them. So I understand that Walmart is the Waffle House of stores. I'm fully aware.
I appreciate that.
I'm fully aware of what she is, who she is, and what she's doing.
Yeah.
But if I'm trying to furnish an entire apartment, I had to literally buy dishes, cups, you know, everything that you have to have as a person when you live indoors, right? You gotta have TV, you gotta put something to put the TV on, you have to have hangers to put your clothes up, all these things. I furnished my whole apartment. I guess it's not furniture. If it's not furniture, what's it when you're like putting stuff in an apartment, like the pots and the pans and the You know, what's that?
I guess I think you're still furnishing.
I had two buggies full. I might have spent $400, $300-$400 to get everything I needed. I bought an air mattress because I had nothing in this apartment.
Yeah, yeah.
I spent $300 for it. I know if I would have bought those same things at a Target, I would have spent twice as much.
Okay, so how about this? We're going to kick it to you, the listener, and this is... these are the last things that I'll say before I rest it with all of you. My last and final, checkmate of a position. I understand that some people like Walmart for the entertainment value and everything and for the price point, but you need only go to people of Walmart to see what I'm talking about.
That's your only.
That's not my only. I'm just saying it's my last. I definitely can concede that there are Targets that might as well not even be stores. There are Targets where there are six things on sale and only two of them are here. But
yes,
I think that you're leaning one way or the other. We're either leaning towards these drawbacks of the Supercenter, which, yes, it has everything, but like at what cost, how long are you going to be in there? No one is helpful, or not no one, but usually no one. Right. Or the tiny store that hopefully has an entire section of the thing that you'd think they'd have. Like, I remember one time I went to one of the tiny ones and they didn't have, I don't think they had any mouthwash at all. And I was like, okay, well then don't make this a pharmacy type section then.
Right.
Like, you have the toothbrushes, you have the floss. Don't do this now, right?
Get the toothpaste and you don't have mouthwash. Like, who lives this way? Like, that's why, like, I went to, like, two different Manhattan Targets, and I was like, and I hate to ever say this, but a plague upon both your houses is really how I felt when I walked out of the fucking store. So I know, I have to go to a Target in Queens.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go to where the people are. Meaning the suburbs. I have to go to Target in the Target in the suburbs.
Yeah.
Just like when I found like the H Marts that are in Manhattan, like H Mart. It was just sold the ready made food and that was it. And I was like, no, I'm here for the full H Mart experience. Don't do this to me. But I realized that New York does not have the Super H Mart. Because the Super H Mart.
Yeah, the Super H Mart is amazing.
It's a Kroger. It's a Kroger. And I'm just like, yes, come through. Come through, Super H Mart. Okay, they got the samples. It's me and Ajuma. I'm out here tasting shit. Ema, we out here eating things. Okay? Once they see my cart, now we walking hand in hand through the store, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's helping me get the good kimchi. Like, oh, you making kimchi pancakes? Well, that means you got to get the older kimchi because you need more of that fermentation. We having conversations. We hanging out. Her son is in school. I hope he's doing well. You know what I mean? Super H Mart.
I appreciate all of you listening. We appreciate you being listeners.
Don't
we
do that.
Appreciate your opinions.
I felt that. I felt that. Don't do that. I felt it. You don't think I felt that? Huh? You don't think I felt it? Well, you just did what you did?
We want you to tell us what you think. Are you team Walmart, team Target? Do you go for the Supercenter or the little quick self-checkout experience that I guess Targets are doing? It is really wild. It's like it might as well, some of these Targets might as well be a CVS. But I still think that they offer my life more stability than the Walmarts did. Okay?
I can't listen. It's very rare as a child that I would see a closed Walmart.
Yeah, but things need to close. No.
I mean close as in like shut down.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant for the night. Yeah.
They should. I mean, I think it all. I think honestly,
any 24-hour place is just asking for trouble.
I mean, we've all heard that nothing good happens after midnight. Unless you are in a Target in Gainesville, Georgia. I feel like this is my tomato soup. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people are going to be like, but Dulce, you're a learned person.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you
associating yourself?
Associating yourself in the Walmart. And I will tell you, one of my favorite things to do on the road is to go to Walmart.
So we want you to check out, between your friends and you, how you feel about this. Open up this conversation to the people in your life. Maybe open it up in a Walmart or a Target, you know?
And what I don't want you to do is don't be uppity about it. Okay? Don't judge people. Don't be like, hey, listen, What is your preference? Okay. Don't Walmart shame people.
Yeah, yeah. And I want people out there to value themselves. I want you to value yourself, and I want you to take care of yourself. I want you to ask what would be an easier day for you? You know, because maybe you are in a closer proximity to a Walmart. Who knows? But if you are looking to check us out on the socials, you can find me at Josh Johnson Comedy on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. I also have a podcast called The Josh Johnson Show where I tell stories and chat with friends. And then if you're looking for Dulce,
I'm in these streets. Sometimes. I've got my stuff on my socials. I've got some shows coming up. December 2nd, I'm going to be at the Arlington Draft House with Lace Larrabee. And December the 9th, I'm going to be at the Creek in the Cave with Lace Larrabee. Listen, we're just here to be as helpful as we possibly can. And call your mama. And if you can't, call your daddy. And if it, you know what? Phone a friend. See how your friend's doing. Check on your strong friend.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying.
Have a good weekend.
Bye! Suckers.
This has been Hold Up. We've covered conscious rap versus club bangers, bar soap versus body wash, diners versus waffle houses, all sorts of things. What else should we be talking about? We want to know from you. Let us know, drop us a comment, or hit Hold Up on social at The Daily Show.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.